March 7, 1900. The soul who is conformed to the divine will binds God. This morning, finding myself outside of myself, I had to go round and round to find my blessed Jesus. Fortunately, I entered into a church and I found him on an altar where the divine sacrifice was being celebrated. Immediately, I ran to him and I embraced him, telling him, "Finally, I have found you. You made me go round so much to the point of tiring myself, and you were here." And he, looking me at me with seriousness, not with the usual benignity, told me, "This morning I feel very embittered, and I feel the full necessity to lay hand to chastisements to free myself of this load." And I, immediately, "My dear, it is nothing, we will remedy it quickly. You will pour your bitternesses into me and so you will be relieved of this load, isn't it true?" And he, condescending to my words, poured his bitternesses into me. Then, afterwards, clasping all of me to himself, as if he had freed himself of a heavy weight, he added, "The soul who is conformed to my will knows how to infiltrate herself so much into my power as to reach the point of binding me completely, and to her liking she disarms me as she wants. Ah, you, how many times you bind me." And while saying this, he assumed his usual sweet and benign appearance,